Greetings. Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. Are you seeking a true friendship? Then come to the perfect love, Jesus Christ. He will never fail, disappoint, or leave you. Apostle Anthony Patterson preaches, teaches, and practices the true love and gospel of Jesus Christ. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
Thankful to God for his loving kindness and mercy. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We want to be thankful to God for what he's doing for the church. The word of the Lord is a precious thing. And when I hear now from the people of God that your words to God are precious, and how you are articulating the joy that you have that you know God. And that knowing is going to get better and better and better as you move along. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it gives me such an honor to say that this is the church. I am a member in particular in this body. And I thank God he has placed me last. And he made me know the reason I am last is as I push you forward to him, I'll make it. But I want to be behind the people of God to make sure you're in front of me and you're going toward God. He is the shepherd that's leading and guiding us into a perfect day. And it is this joy that we have at this hour, that we serve a God like none other. We serve the one and only true God. And in that service, he has given us opportunities so that all men will see. It is not God's desire for you not to be in the world. He said, don't be of the world. He made a great distinction of what your duty is while you are in the world. There's a question or a statement always asked or said by a man. He said to me, he said, is there a wise man among us? Because people would take the scriptures and try to make themselves something in your heart and in your mind and in your way, and it's not God's intent. The Lord did not give us scriptures to say that I can't walk with my brother or sister because I don't agree. I cannot walk or agree with someone that is not of God like I am. But I am to go to them, to turn them. If he did not want me to be in the world, he would have taken us out of it. But he left you in the world, not to be of it, but to persuade men who he was and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. The only separation the church makes, if there is something here among you that is not like God, you have a duty to separate yourself from one that walked disorderly, or an extortionist that is in the body, not out of it. If you don't walk with the friends that you have that are of the world, how will they know who God is if you're not telling them? If you have to separate yourself from them in the world, or of the world, that was not God's intent for you to say you can't have worldly friends. I advise you to read the scripture and see what Jesus called the devil. Because Judas was the devil. And the Lord said, friend, art thou come? You have to be mindful. When you get the knowledge of God, he wants you in the world so the world can see his light. And if you have a person that calls you a friend in the world, you're not a friend of the world to be against God. There's a human that has a soul that you have attached yourself to that you can turn to God. But a preacher who don't know God will tell the saints not to deal with other people who are striving for the masteries like them. Why? They got a purse they're trying to protect. I could never tell the church, don't be a friend in the world. Because if you be a friend to someone, like Alea was today, a young man pleaded to the church to help him. How are we going to help if we are not in the world and touching people that are in it? Christ did. He didn't come for the ones that were, he made the ones that were seeing blind. He went to the ones that were blind and made them see. He told the devil himself, friend, art thou come? When he says you cannot be a friend of the world, he's saying you can't like the things that are in the world, the spirit of the world. There are souls that are in the world and they're striving not to be of the world. And how will they know how to come away from that if they don't meet you or don't meet this gospel? But there are people that say they're apostolic and they're following the faith of the apostles. The apostles went throughout the world because they had a commandment from God to go throughout the world and preach the gospel. So if I have a person that says to me, Bishop Patterson, my friendship with you is not private. Someone takes that and says, oh, he's a friend of Patterson. Therefore, he's a friend of the world. I'm not of the world. I came from God to help every soul that is of the world and in it to come away from the lust of the world and follow Christ as we follow Christ. We correct what's in the body. The Lord will correct what's not in him. He has to draw them to the way. But this knowledge It's not the knowledge that everyone has, but we have it in the church. We know if someone comes into the body of Christ and don't bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to try to persuade us, we then separate ourselves from that individual because we know what that is that has come in among us. But one thing is for sure, we're going to try every spirit to see if it is of God. And if someone comes in here like the man did and said to the church, except you be circumcised, you cannot be saved. There is a hierarchy in this church. You can bring that issue to and we will fix it. But today, the church is grateful and thankful that God has given us the knowledge of how to take his word and deal with mankind. We love even our enemies. And when God finishes with his work in us, he will say, well done. But I want the church to understand clearly. You are no longer earthly. You stepped off of the earth when you stood on Christ. His pillar got you off of land and put you on a rock. And on that rock, you began to build your house. That rock was the foundation for your house building. And when you got on Christ, you've had to figure out there are certain things now I can't put in my house. There are certain things I cannot do in my house. There's a certain way my house must look and be. My mother's sisters, when they would come to visit my mother, they knew not to come to my mother's house in pants. And if they did by mistake, they said, Dolores, we're at your house. She said, what you got on? They said, we got on pants. She said, I'll be right out. She put a skirt on the back porch. Her sisters, I don't know how maybe she had a skirt that fit all with rubber bands in it or whatever, but they would take off their pants and put on a skirt and come in her home. Because she had built her house on what Christ said, I suffer not. And when they left, they gave her back her skirt and they put on their pants and went on their way. But when they were in her house, when she went to their home, they didn't have to change what she had on. They didn't have to make any alterations to how she looked when my mother visited them. You can't tell me to use the scripture, my mother, or you cannot associate with them because how can two walk together except they be agreed? You dummy, that's her brother. That's her sister. They're not idols. She's trying to turn them by her walk with Christ. So if she can't go unto them, how would they know Christ if she didn't go unto them? My mother was able to persuade her sisters, you've got to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. And they came to the church and got the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Be mindful about what you hear. And when you hear it, be mindful of what you call to heart. The gospel has to go to every creature. And if the creature is in the world, the gospel has to go to him. The church is the hospital. It is for everybody. I don't care what your ailment is. There is a prescription God has divinely made for you. And you can't get it out in the world. You have to come in the church to get it. How do you know our doors are open? You see our billboards. You see our commercials. When you see Saints in the grocery store and someone say, what church you go to? That's God's billboard. How you got here was by God's design. The way you went was God's way to get you here. Some went and found a tentacle
that was once in the body of Christ, but when they found it, they had the principles of the doctrine. They stood on the rock that was Christ Jesus. But you got to get past the first and second round of the ladder. You just can't hear water baptism all your life. You can't hear receiving the Holy Ghost all your life. That's just standing on the rock. That's just standing on the foundation. You got to climb. You got to go get to God. God has already established your feet on the foundation of the stone, but you got to go to the air. You got to climb up a ladder, and you don't know whether you have the strength to do it or not. So what he did in his infinite wisdom, he gave you help. He got angels going up and down. You got might have someone ahead of you. Angels got them just like they got you, but you got to step off of the rock and step onto the ladder, and faith does that. Faith takes you off of the earth and make you believe that you can climb all the way to the clouds, and the clouds become your chariot. How are you going to do that? God's going to put something in front of you to make you do and think the impossible. God's going to give you a voice that comes from heaven, because he's going to speak to you. He's going to say to you, this is what thou ought to do. It's going to be against what your nature is. But you're going to tell your nature you are earthly. But I am a spiritual being having a natural experience. And I got to go to God. You're not going to let anything hinder your walk with God. So what do? You walk and you climb and you climb and you climb. And when you finish, the Lord is going to say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of knowing who God is and all that he ever was and will be. The message to you today: let the Lord be your shepherd. Let him be your guide. Let the Lord be your fear. And let the Lord be your dread. Because if you do, there is such a reward for them that diligently go after God. But there's going to be some that will come among you. That's the first place you look for trouble, among yourself, in yourself, not somebody else. Look in yourself. What have I done against you, Lord? Begin to reconcile your life to the word of God. And you'll find you're not doing so bad. But I ask you, when you consider that when you go to God and able to touch God, God is going to change your language. When you get off of the earth and your soul leave the earth and you touch God, he's going to change your language. He's going to change your speech to make nobody else around you understand what's going on with you. If you're clear in your heart, you'll say, oh, thou man of God, I heard about a tower that happened. That was the first time it did. But you got another witness, a man named Saul, that when God was able to stop him and touch him, he changed everything about him and everybody else around. What's going on? Something is about to happen, because we are leaving this earth. And we're climbing up a ladder, and we're in the air going to Christ Jesus our Lord. We're trying to separate from the fleshly life, and we're trying our best, our souls, to say, oh, soul, wake up and leave. Don't worry about your flesh. It's going to go downward. You keep climbing higher and higher until you say, dear Lord, do you see me? If the Lord is the shepherd, he's ahead of you. He has called you out of darkness. Take that statement and worship God. He has called you out of darkness. He made a light to shine at your feet that all of a sudden you can see which way to go. God himself had to turn on the light. He's the one that separated you from the darkness and called you now his church. Oh, what a precious thing it is for him to call you his body, where he dwells, what he is, the fullness thereof, the mind that he has, the desire that he has. He has called you him. He said, beloved, now are ye the sons of God. He's calling you him. Because you're tabernacling in the flesh and blood, but you're trying to separate from the earth and climb your soul to glory. And there's going to be something that happens when your soul touch God. It's got to go rest for a season. So when the body goes downward, your soul, hallelujah to God, is going to leave the presence of God and rest in the earth only for. Say, give me 3 days and I'll come out of this dust. But when I touch God, I got everything all right. I've been to heaven and I made my record there. And I told the Lord, don't leave my soul, because I know I got to leave your presence and I got to go to hell just for a little bit. But I ask you while I'm talking to you and while my prayers are coming up as a memorial, that you don't leave my soul in hell, but I'm up here in the heavens giving you direction. That you didn't leave your soul, don't leave mine. So as I separate from flesh and I climb up and I see God is saving me. He's taking my flesh and he said he's wiping that off of me. He's taking all of the sin of the flesh and washing me by his word. But my soul is already separated from it and it's climbing up this ladder. And I'm in the heavens and I'm talking to Jesus. But my body is on the earth. But I thank God it's still standing on the rock that Christ Jesus is my foundation.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when I finish talking to Jesus, when I finish making my calling and my election sure, and he said, all right now. And I take my last breath and all the work that I've done, he will remember. He takes my soul, put it in that body and put it in the ground. And while I'm in the ground, hallelujah to God, he's going to do a work. He had a design that while I'm laying in the ground, he's going to take all that dust and all that flesh. He's going to take it and remove it from his image. He's going to let it just walk and just dust in the casket where I'm laying. It's just going to go away from my bones, and my bones are going to be exposed because I talked to God while I was yet in heaven. And I asked him, don't leave my soul in hell.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So what is he going to do? Yes. He's going to have an angel sit on my grave. Hallelujah to God. And when all the conquerors have had their feast and they've taken all my flesh away, but he will say, can these bones live again? Say, yes, Lord, because a prophet told me my bones was going to live again. When I told them they had to be baptized in water, somebody went down in water. In the name of Jesus Christ, they came up walking in the newness of life. They tower around the altar until they got endued with power from on high. Somebody separated from the flesh. They're not walking in the flesh. The scripture says you're not walking in the spirit. You're not walking in the flesh no more, because your spirit now is separated because God has taken it and he's removed it. And he said, I am not because the Lord has taken me. I am not what I was because the Lord has separated me. But when my soul is finished with its work, it's got to go back down and go to the ground just for a season. But the Lord knows, hallelujah to God, where I'm resting. Hallelujah, he knows where I've got to be to call me. And when he called my name, I'm going to rise first And I'm going back to where my conversation was. I'm going to go back to where I was talking to Jesus. But this time I got a body that can go there and let me stay there. He's now given me a body that's going to let me remain with him forever. And that is what I've been striving for. So I thank him that he gave me his spirit in this body and calls me his son. God's people today don't have to perish. Because if you take my words and you let down the flesh and you let your spirit go to God, God's going to keep it. And he's going to let your soul rest from labor and call it on a day that is in him. And you're going to make the same trip again up the portal to the midair, change. Believe now these words.
Amen.
You don't have to perish. But if you believe the word of God, he has established by his own design, showing you when he took on a body from a woman, his eternal bones were made in the womb of Mary. His soul, which had a desire to save us, he didn't have it until he got that body. And he took it to the cross and destroyed it. But his bones, hallelujah to God, he said not a one was broken. Out of all of the nailing, not a single bone on his image was broken. He took that body down to the ground and got rid of all the corruption and redressed it in incorruption. Took those bones and made them live again and walk the face of the earth and made himself known to men by what he had done. Do you know him by his stripes? Do you know God by the prints of the nails in his hand? When the sister can get in front of you and tell you he went there having done nothing, but he submitted himself to be destroyed, innocent. Do you know Jesus by his doings? Do you know him now by what he has said to you? Like manner, so shall ye. You don't have to perish if you accept the knowledge that there is a plan that was in the mind of God to save men. And when you take that plan, the water, the repentance, and receiving the spirit that's going to keep you, you will then strive for masteries. You will then go on to perfect yourself, because in your perfection, you're going to separate your flesh from your soul. And your soul is going to climb and get in the bosom of Abraham. Abraham, God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. And when you consider that there are false prophets and false teachers among you that want to pull you down while the angels are pulling you up, you cannot have an ear for them because you know them by their fruits. But when you climb and touch God, God's going to change your tongue. He's going to let you know, I am with you. And you are with me. And when he does, you understand I am in the presence of God Almighty. Have your way. And when you're finished, you will go and rest in the earth. But the Lord will hide you just like he hid Moses. And I need you to understand, out of all of your getting, get some understanding. God wants you to be associated with the people in the world so they can see you. You are the light. You are the one that God would draw people to the worship house. They'll follow you. But if your light and your salt has lost whatever it was supposed to be, how can he then use you? If you are about destroying God's work, how can God use you? But he has made the church. When he gave the church the law in the wilderness with Moses, and in that turmoil, he was giving them, this is my heart. This is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to be. This is how I want you to act. And Moses coming down off the mount after God had given it to the people in less than 30 days had gone backwards. But that was written for our learning. And when we were thousands and thousands of us, the Lord had them throw us out. But you couldn't put us out of God. You took us out of something earthly, a building. That building was made by man. But we climbed above that and went into God and said, wherever we go, you'll be with us. He said, I'm going to pull you to me until I'm finished working a work that they won't believe. The Lord is about to finish his work. And the people of God were given now the heart of God, the mind of God. While we're in this turmoil, he has taken us like they were in the wilderness, and he's given us his mind. He's given us his heart. He's given us his knowledge. And in a few days, what we know to be true will be here right at our hands because God has said it and it's all right. So I want you to know God has given you a Samson. God has given you a Daniel. God has given you Hebrew boys. God has given you a Job. God has himself, Christ, has been given to you. And an angel is put in front of you to keep you in the way. This is the way of holiness. The world cannot affect you. You can affect it. So you go out and be a light and draw men. Tell people I'm sitting at the table of Jesus and the food that I'm eating is angel's food. Tell them and testify of what God did for you. So somebody can ask, who is the preacher? How can the preacher preach except God sends him? But if you tell somebody and they have an honest heart, they're going to follow you. They're going to follow you. And when they get to the table, they're going to say, my God, this is some angel's food. It is divine. It is wonderful. I like the seasoning, the salt, everything put on it. It tastes good to my soul. And you're going to want more and more. And as you get more, your soul gets stronger and stronger. And it climbs up a little higher. Get away from those earthly things. It keep on climbing till somehow you get up there and you hear a voice. You say, yes, Lord. You get in the presence of the host of heaven and you can hear Gabriel talking. You can hear Micah giving instructions. When you climb up to Jesus and you go in God, you can rest and he'll take your vision and show you what he's about to do and put you in the company of folk. You are in the world, but you are not of it. Your best friend can be someone in the world, but you are their friend to turn them. They are not your friend for you to be turned to them. You are to turn them. That's why God have you there. But the people of God, they perish because they have no knowledge. And it is not because God has not given it to us. It's that a lot of people have taken the plan of salvation and flipped it on God. But God is not crazy. He know what his curriculum was. So when the enemy takes it and try to make it look and sound like what God said, people of God know. We can go to the garden and say, that you're going to need more than that to persuade me. It got to be better than what it looked for you to persuade me, because Jesus told me himself what to do. He told me to be baptized. You gonna tell me not to be baptized? You better get away from here. I learned from the garden not to listen to that foolishness. Whatever God say, I say. If the God of heaven said, I suffer not a woman to teach, what you think I'm gonna say? I suffer not. If the Lord tell a woman not to put on a man's garment, you think I'm gonna say it's okay? No. I don't care if it's drag queens, drag kings, drag this, drag that. I don't care. A man has a garment. I don't care what society you're in. A man has a garment and a woman has one. The man need to stay in his and the woman need to stay in hers. He didn't say pants. He's talking about what they wear. You can't cross them. That's like you can't take a male and make a male a female. You can make it look like one. But that one that's made to look like a male ain't a male. Ain't no female. If it's a male and it was a female, tell it to give seed to something else to make it bring forth something. Go ahead. You bad. You big and bad. Take a woman that's now been made into a man and see if she can do that. Or vice versa. Man can make things look a certain way, but it's not it. God creates, man invents. He invented a way that seems right to him. But the Lord already told us the ways and the wages of that is death and sin. So I say this to you. Even if a person has done a crazy thing like that, the church is still here for them. There is still water for to remit all of their sins. Wow, there's a God ready to remit all of, if Caitlin come to church, Caitlin going down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm gonna baptize Bruce. The world created Caitlin. Bruce goes down in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. And I'll wipe Caitlin out. I'll put Caitlin so deep in the water, she won't come up. Because when the Lord calls for a soul, the Lord's going to call for the soul that he created, not who you thought you was. Your thinking is not God's way. But there are some things in the world that the world won't accept. But there are some things that the world do accept over time because they keep coming in front of them and they just go ahead and give in to it. Like a woman putting on a man's pair of pads. Woo. In those days, woo, they take that woman and drag her down the street and probably put her on a stake and burn her. Say, you are a witch. And all of a sudden they kept going, then they got on the idiot box and kept showing it over and over and over again. Then the advertisers start making where it's Andronicus, you can't tell a male body from a female body. And everybody now getting confused. Not the church. The church ain't got confused. Never will, never have, and not right now. But it is the knowledge that people perish because whoever they're listening to, they're persuading them to go against God. And people can take our way. This modest apparel that is proliferating through all of the holy churches, Holy Ghost churches, came from Bishop Johnson. When women started wearing head coverings, the UPC didn't accept it, but the PAW did. When he said modesty and he put the dresses off of the ground above the ankle, what did everybody else start doing? Calling that modest. When he put the woman's sleeves and gave her a nice neckline, not that the bosom and everything is showing, but he made them look modest and Christ-like and made the world say, now that looks different. That standard came out of his mouth from God. And it has remained until this very hour. And it will remain. Because soon as the church starts looking like the world, what have we become? The world. the scripture in Hosea. I say this for your hearing. I give you this knowledge so that your heart can burn and it will increase with you. Hosea 4 and 6. The scripture says,
my people,
not the world. God said, my people
are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
They are destroyed. Everything God has built up. And if you don't have knowledge about God, you're going to destroy all that. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because
thou hast rejected knowledge.
You don't want to know nothing. When you try to tell somebody, I can tell you who God's man is, they're going to bring up their preacher. I'm not talking about your preacher. Your preacher is an emulator. Some young man on, he won't show us who he is. And I wish I knew his name to call it at this time, but the Lord has kept it from me. Probably good, because y'all know me. I don't hide from nothing. The Lord said, in secret have I done and said nothing. But this person telling me, in his first statement, he said, I see you preaching and you are the Lord's anointed. And then he meant to put, you're not, but the Lord didn't let him put not, you big dummy. So you should read what you wrote. But at the end, he's telling me I need to sit down and listen to Geno Jennings. Listen to Geno for what? Listen to Geno for what? You listen to him. Because what you're doing, nobody in this body would do what you're doing. Nobody called Geno a liar but me. The saints won't call him a liar. I taught him not to say that. Just say he doesn't tell the truth. But I'll call him a liar. Why? Because he called Bishop Johnson one. This is tit for tat. Bishop Johnson said, when the scripture said the Lord was going to raise up a prophet from among the brethren, and him shall you hear, that was Bishop Johnson, that was Christ, that was Paul, that was Peter, that was Bishop Shelton, that's Bishop Nehemiah, and that's me. Whoever God sends, hear them. Our saints don't get on and talk about other people. They're too busy running for their lives. My job is to deal with him. I came to his new church and was knocking on the door, and the brothers, they evidently knew who I was. And I said, I'd like to see him. All of a sudden, he's not available. He's available to get on there and talk about us. So I'm not hiding behind no wood or pulpit. I'm going to him. Just like when he called me a drug dealer. And he was a liar then. He's one now. How dare you? My job is to fix this, not the church. You keep climbing. I got you. I'm behind you. I'm pushing everything that's not like God. It can't get on this ladder. It's not designed for the walk. So when I went to Geno Jennings and I told him to his face, I said, do you know me? He said, I can't say I know you, brother. I know you didn't know me. I said, may I see you privately in your office? He said, sure. He went in. He didn't know what I was going to say or what I was going to do because he didn't know who I was. So I said, I'm Brother Patterson. Oh, Brother Patterson, all this ghetto crap. I said, no, I don't want to hear all that. Sit down for a minute. I said, you called me a drug dealer. Why? He said, I didn't do that, brother. My office had a tape that came from one of his radio stations in Virginia. My office had transcribed every word he said. So I had the tape in front of him and I had the transcription of what he said. So then the lie was, oh, I just said something somebody told me. The scripture tells you to testify to what you've seen and heard. He said, Brother Patterson, I'm going to get on the radio and I'm going to repent to you and I'm going to send you a copy of the tape. Try over 20 years. So his saints were coming through Jacksonville one year. And they said, Geno Jennings is doing a service in Tallahassee. I said, he is. I said, can I ride with y'all? They said, you will go. I said, I sure will. I got in the car with them, drove to Tallahassee for service. And when I got there, there was no musician. I went up and played for the service. He walked in and I could look at him. He said, now I know this guy from somewhere. Who is he? I got off the piano when his musicians finally got there. I sat down in the audience. And when he finished, I went up to him again. He said, I know you. I said, you should. I'm Brother Patterson. I'm waiting on that repentance. Oh, I'm going to do it. Here is ghetto crap again. Another lie. So when he said this about Bishop Johnson, I go and knock on the door. And the brother came and said, he's unavailable. He's this, he's that. Really? I said, here is my card. Will you make sure he gets it? And you tell him, I said, give me a call. Because every message I leave, I don't get a response to it. So somebody will tell me to listen to him for what? To wrap my soul in hell? No, thank you. You listen to him and die. I'll listen to Christ and live. Amen. But God's people, they're perishing for the lack of knowledge because they don't know that the Lord would not send them an emulator. God is not going to send you somebody that sounded like Bishop Johnson when he could have gave you Bishop Johnson. What was in this man's heart to go in his basement and take the tape and listen to it over and over and over again and practice it? What was in this man's heart to take clear glasses so he could look like Malcolm X or whoever it was? They want prescription. What is in his heart to do that? And you're going to tell me to listen to him? God's people are perishing because they said, oh my God, Bishop Johnson, and everybody started running. The folks here in Dallas was running to it. Till a sister say, Geno Jennings, will you come to Dallas? Geno Jennings told her at that time, no. And then they finally called me. I know you're glad I showed up instead of him.
Amen.
Though he's come since. And when he came, I sent him a letter. If you're coming to Dallas, you can use my spot. I'm in Dallas. I have a beautiful place. He could use it. He sure can. He didn't even respond to me. But that's okay. I'm still waiting on the liar to tell the truth. But that's my job. And I got it. I'll hold him over hell until his hairs on his behind singe to let him know where he is. Because how dare you take a man's spirit and his sound and try to make it yours and make you right, and now all of a sudden he's wrong. Come on, people. You're perishing for the lack of knowledge, but you should know better. Because Jesus told you there will be others that act like and say they're Christ. He said, don't believe them. There were false prophets among us. They went out, but you should know better. God's going to give you something pure. Even if the voice changed, even if the look changed, the body changed, you can follow the Spirit because you have the Word of God. Listen to some Geno Jennings for what? I'm not trying to go to hell and stay there forever. I got an escape hatch now and I'm going to keep it. But he said, My people are destroyed.
For lack of knowledge.
Because thou
hast rejected knowledge.
They have rejected what God said.
I will also reject thee.
Wow.
That thou shalt be no priest to me.
I'm going to make sure God don't reject me. I'm going to stay in the way. And when God speak, I don't know the Holy Ghost. Because there was a man that testified to me. He said, Bishop Patterson, when I heard his voice, I thought Bishop Johnson had come back from the grave. I said, really? Why would Bishop Johnson come back from the grave and keep preaching? The man has already made his calling and election sure. His next stop is the cloud. He went to heaven and got a gospel, came down and gave it to men, went to the ground. Why are you going to get up and preach again? But the man told me I got tricked. I said, why? He said, when I got there, I saw this young man that sounded like an old man. And a man from the north trying to sound like a man from the deep south. He said, I left that foolishness. I said, thank God. But some people will perish. And they're mad at me. They're already so mad at me. Why you got to talk about it? Because he's talking about me. This is what Bishop Johnson did. He liked Bishop Johnson. So let's go at it. Let's get a, what they call them things? When they get ready to do their debates, write it up. Huh? Let's get the contract written up. Let's see if God will send an emulator to the church. Let that be our first debate. It ain't gonna be no debate because I don't debate. I'm gonna give you what the word said. Let's see if you'll take it. Because Bishop Johnson will ask, when that brother was debating Bishop Johnson, he said, how many of you all believe this preacher was sent by God? His people raised his hand. And he next day he said, how many of you all think God lied? And because if God sent that man would speak the words of God. But they believe he was a preacher. Then they said, Bishop John said, well, how many of y'all believe God lied? And them hands were, he had trapped them. If you're going to live a holy life, live it. And there is but one way, and that is the way of God, that you're going to meet him in peace. He knows what he wants you to do. But don't you think the devil is trying to turn everything? He tried to turn Job. But he was not successful because Job held his spirit. Think about the things that trouble you and they try to get you to say something or do something against God. But when you hold your peace, the Lord come in and fight the battle. Geno Jennings is lightweight. I talk about him because I want him. I don't hear what he say, but he hear what I say. So they tell me. He has some corona. Really? Who said it? Talking about he was preaching and the Lord healed him. You're a liar. All these liars going out now. Oh, me and my wife had corona. You did? Who told you? Ain't no doctor said you got the corona. You mean, Jeff, you got the coronavirus. You call yourself a preacher and you keep going to the pulpit with the coronavirus. And all the people in this man's church, this man told them, his people, not to wear masks. And the scripture tells you to obey the magistrates. You don't go against God because you're, I'm going to go to church because the man of God going to church. Okay. The man of God said, you better have social distancing. You better have a mask on. You better do what the magistrate tell us to do. Because as soon as y'all put me on CNN for somebody, one of y'all getting the COVID virus from me, I'm done. I know the Lord will protect me. But I'm going to make sure you are protected from each other by doing what the Holy Ghost said to do. And this preacher told his folks about, oh, don't worry about that. He died of the virus. He had coronavirus. Yeah, right. If you got rid of the coronavirus, get rid of that virus that makes you a false prophet. You were so successful in getting rid of the coronavirus. Kill that spirit. Kill that spirit that tried to make you act like everybody else and destroying folks. But the people are the fools. The people are the fools. But they are destroyed because they won't go to the word. He won't go to the scripture because I took him to that scripture. He calls himself a pastor until he met me that day. I said, God don't call pastors. And I'm standing in his church looking at all his work on Franklin Avenue. He said, what do you mean, Brother Patterson? I said, we put pastors over our work. God calls apostles and prophets. The next Sunday, he was an apostle. But that day, oh, I don't really care about what the label is. I don't care about none of that. You a liar from the pit of hell. The next Sunday, I heard all of a sudden our apostle, really? You got a promotion. You really? And I told him then, I said, that voice, where did it come from? I said, you know, God doesn't like an emulator. He said, oh, I think it's the greatest form of flattery to imitate. I said, an emulator, you dummy. I said, the Lord hates that. He didn't even know it was written. Telling people he was a eunuch. He was a eunuch. If he's a eunuch, where these children come from? If this man was a eunuch and he told people he was a eunuch, where in the name of God he got children from? Eunuch can't have children. Oh, is his wife surprised? My husband was a eunuch. Oh, God healed that too. Okay. Come on, people. Don't be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Climb. Let your soul separate from what your flesh want to do, and God will reward you. There are many that think they are of God, but they are not. You will know them, the scriptures say, by their fruits. So when you get a hold of God, he will change everything about you and make you just like him. So this is my message to stir things up. I think I've stirred enough. So let's see what rise to the top. Let's see if somebody will run for their lives. Because if the seed is bad, it can't bring forth good fruit. If it starts out wrong, it can't all of a sudden get right. An orange will never be an apple. And a sinner, a saint can't ever be a sinner. A saint can't be a sinner. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is Bishop Addison. I am the anointed one of God. God sent me. My voice might not sound like Bishop Johnson, but my words do. So we greet you in the name of Jesus Christ and say peace be unto you all.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.